If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And welcome to Women Patriots. We're glad to have you with us tonight. If you've got something you want to share, something you want to say, the number to call is 718-305-7176. And this is Brenda Ward, along with my co-host Barbara Buffing from ConservativeNationRadio.org. And tonight, I don't really have a specific rant to start the show with. I find it interesting that in the Senate, there is the back room or front room wars going on between Senator Cruz and Rand Paul and Senator Lee with the old guard of John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham and Harry Reid. And John McCain's outburst about this is the way we've done it for 200 years. Really, John, have you been in the Senate for 200 years? I think he's a little long and you need to go. This is the problem. This is the problem. The problem is the way they've done things in Washington for years, and they want to keep doing things the way they've done it for years, and it is not in the best interest of the people. It has more to do with the prestige and money and greed than anything resembling what was written into our Constitution when our founding fathers envisioned a ruling party in Washington that, by the way, was just to go part-time, was not to be in session year-round, was not to be involved in everyday life of the American people, but basically it's set up so to, you know, for things like national defense. And yet they have their nose in so many other businesses. And I just find it kind of amusing that Senator Cruz and Senator Paul are irritating the poor big boys there, because that's just not the way it's done. You can't come in here and expect to have any say if you haven't been here for 12 years. And see, this is what is wrong. This is totally wrong. The people sent Ted Cruz to represent them, he has just as much of a say as John McCain. It doesn't matter how many years you've been there. That's not in the Constitution, Mr. McCain. And I would suggest that you read it. And I would suggest that you just bow out and go home. And I'm hoping that the folks in Arizona will run somebody against that man. And with that, I'm going to bring in Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Well, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Hello to all our listeners out there, and I totally agree with you with John McCain. He just really needs to go. And that's what happens with these career politicians, is they know so much that they forget the simplicity of the Constitution. It's simple. It's not a very hard document. But because there's so much other stuff going on that they want it their way, they want their pockets lined, they want to win again and again and again, that they forget the simplest little things. So that is why we need some new young blood, like Senator Cruz and Senator Paul, and the upcoming the House members. They're getting in people's faces, too, and I'm loving them.
Rep. Oh, yeah.
Jason Davis. you know, there's quite a few of them that are just not taking it anymore.
Well, and I'm so glad to see it.
Yes.
You know, and the reason they're not taking it, Barbara, is that they are the Tea Party. I'm going to put you on hold and bring you back in a minute because that echoes there. But they're the Tea Party patriots. And I wouldn't doubt that there weren't some Republicans actually involved in this scandal to target Tea Party, because Republicans don't like the Tea Party patriots either, because we're for less government and we want to take away their cushy jobs and their kickbacks,
their
power, and they don't like that. They don't like that, and that's why they don't like the Tea Party. You know, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are examples of what you get with the Tea Party patriots, people who truly want common sense back in government, common sense and responsibility, you know, and just amazing to me the way they treat these younger gentlemen like they're, you know, scolding them for doing a filibuster. You know, it's like they're not going to play their games.
I'm a proud Castleberg standing behind them.
Yeah, it's like they want to play this game with the lives of American people. And they trust the other side of the aisle, which is just crazy. Because some of those people are not to be trusted.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they have an agenda. They have an agenda. And I'm with Senator Cruz. I don't trust any of them.
No, I don't like, either.
They don't have our best interests at heart.
No, and that's the fair thing. And that's why there's a lot of people now that haven't been career politicians up there in office, and they're hearing people like us saying, hey, this nonsense got to stop.
Yeah.
And that's what they were elected to do, to get up there and fight and say, hey, look, this is what we need to do. We've got to get this country back.
Yes, and they've got the guts to do it, yeah.
And if we didn't have these few people, right, exactly. If we didn't have these few people fighting for us, we would know nothing. And it would all be, you know, we would be invaded already.
Yeah.
More so than we already are.
Oh, yeah. And I'm kind of sad that DeMint didn't stay, because I think with this latest crop, he could have led a bigger charge even. I think he felt he didn't get enough, but what he got was some pretty powerful speakers and some pretty tough-skinned and go-get 'em attitude. So, but yeah, speaking of John McCain, he went to Syria to meet with the rebels. What do we make of that? I'd like to hear what any of our listeners might have to say about that. The number to call, 718-305-7176.
Is he back yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
He met with the rebels yesterday, so.
Yeah, I don't know if he's back. I don't know if he's even going to come back if he starts doing stupid stuff. I don't know. They might have sent him over. Same reasons that they sent Ambassador Stevens over.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just guessing. Just saying, though. You never know. Because us people in the Tea Party and for logic, when we talk about common sense, people think that we have our tinfoil hats on, and lo and behold, all this stuff is coming into light. So I guess my tinfoil hat really had a, like a direct signal saying, yeah. Or something like that. No.
Absolutely.
I'm just blabbing. Sorry.
That's okay. This thing in Syria, this is just more incompetence that comes out of this administration. You know, this should have been nipped in the bud. What has it been now? A year and a half, 2 years ago when this first was starting. And it could have been, you know, with stronger stance from our government that didn't happen. And now there's over 70,000 people killed. There's Hezbollah is getting involved with Assad and backing Assad as well as Russia. And we're talking about...
We're arming them!
We're going to arm the rebels, which, unfortunately, at this point, the rebel fractions accepted help from Al-Qaeda because they couldn't get any help from any other countries. And so now we're going to be arming rebels with possible ties to terrorists. I mean, this should have all been taken care of at the very beginning by a strong leader. And that is what the problem is we don't have a strong leader. And at this point in time, I don't think we have any really good options. I mean, they even use chemical weapons, and we still have no response from the White House. Just ridiculous. I mean, totally ridiculous. But
yeah,
make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on The Sound of Freedom with Higg and Rash Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. You'll probably see Carl on Fox and Friends. He's a well-known author about on the home front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. Liberals can't stand him because he's right. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Yeah, Barbara, I read a really good article by Herman Cain because, you know, we have all these scandals, you know, the IRS, the Fast and Furious, the Benghazi, and Syria, and all these things going on. And the president says, well, I learn about it when you do. And then Herman Cain said, if you're a real leader or a real CEO, you only have maybe 6 people that report to you. This president has 65 different, you know, heads of state or czars and people that there's no way he could possibly know what's going on, yet he's supposed to be in charge. It's just total incompetence, total lack of responsibility, and a total lack of leadership.
Yeah, yeah. He leads from behind. He leads from under the covers. I still want to know where he was.
During
the night
of Benghazi.
The night of Benghazi.
I'd like that answer, too, because he was the only one that could, you know, he supposedly told us to do everything, yet nobody ever launched help. And we didn't know how long this attack was going to go on. How in the world could they have known how long this attack was going to go on or how it was going to turn out or even that the ambassador was dead? You know, they couldn't. So I want to know who made that call to not send help because
well,
it could have been 2 days.
This is what's been said. Yesterday, we had an awesome show and we had Colonel James Harding on. And we also had Senior Staff Sergeant Major, I hope I got that right, Lisa Maya Nelson, I think her name was. And they were both saying the only order that they can move is from the president. And because he didn't say anything, that is a stand-down order. Because he didn't say go, they couldn't go. Lisa May North, thank you.
Yeah, like he, that's crazy. But he doesn't like that. If you notice, if you really pay attention, he will not make any kind of decision that actually... for anything, just when they use the weapons, the chemical weapons in Syria, what is his response? Haven't seen one yet.
No.
You know, and yeah.
We just know about the line, the red line that he
has. There's a red line, but what are you going to do about that red line? Well, apparently he's not going to do anything.
Exactly.
And the problem with this is that it weakens us. national defense level. We have a man running things who doesn't want to make any decisions or make any of the important calls, like that would have been to say send the troops after our ambassador in Benghazi. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. In less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And you're back listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. Another thing on my mind this week, Barbara, is this ruling by this meeting of, I don't know, the head honchos, the paid executives, or whoever these people are of the Boy Scouts of America, who voted to allow openly gay scouts into the ranks of the Boy Scouts. Now, I have been a scouter for about 20 years, started with my first son as a Tiger Cub den leader, been all the way up through the ranks of Boy Scouts twice with two of my boys. I have a real problem with this. Number one, in the scout laws, a scout is reverent, and morally, and in the scout promise, you're morally straight. And there's no moral compass with this decision, this ruling. And, of course, as usual, the gay activists are not happy with this because they're not going to be happy till they have gay leaders. Now, let me tell you something. For some of you folks that don't understand what happens in the Boy Scouts, with Cub Scouts, you just kind of meet in the houses, so it's not a big deal. You usually have two parents, and there's not a lot of camping and things involved. But once they progress to Boy Scouts, which is the fifth grade, age 11, they have boys from age 11 up to age 18 in the same troop, going on the same campouts, going, who knows where you might go. We have gone to the Boundary Waters. It's just been us and what we carry on our backs. We go to the summer camp. You know, we've had as many as 30, 40 boys, you know, with five leaders. And these boys are expected to sleep two to a tent. Now, you tell me that they're just not asking for trouble with this most recent horrendous lack of moral strength.
I totally agree. I just totally agree with that. I think it's same with the military. I think it's leaving these people wide open for ridicule, for beatings, and, you know, if everybody... It's nobody's business what my desire for sexual orientation is, you know? And I don't care what you do, you know, or anybody else. If you are nice to me, I'm going to be nice back to you. It just doesn't make sense why it's got to be such a big to-do.
Oh, yeah, and I was reading headlines the other day, and it was just it just felt made me ill because it says gay soccer player. You know, why is he defined as gay? Why are we defining people by their sexual habits?
Exactly.
What is wrong with that picture?
Exactly.
You know, do we really want to be defined by our sexual habits? We say, oh, that heterosexual player. You know, we don't. No, you don't.
No.
It's just mind-boggling as to why you would want to refer to people in that way. Instead of being just people and just Americans, and we've got to force it to the forefront. Take the bedroom out of the house and put it on the front page of the newspaper. It's just ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, having gay leaders, openly gay leaders, they already have problems with abuse in the Boy Scouts. We have to do this abuse training because there is too much opportunity for predators. You have to go under background checks, and they check your Social Security and everything else. I mean, you go through the rigmarole to become a leader, and you can't supervise all these kids 24/7 or what the leaders are doing 24/7. And I certainly wouldn't want my son sleeping in a tent with one, older boy.
Hey, remember Michael Jackson? You know. Michael Jackson, you know, families send them their children over there, and look what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, really? You think you trust somebody, and this is what's going to happen? I'm just not comfortable with that. But Jay in the chat room said, they're trying to change the institution of traditional values. And we're fighting so hard for that to happen, because it's just not right. I mean,
And once again, the money went out, because that's what this is all about. It's about money. You know, sponsor is going to pull their money. Well, you know, we people, by the way, all the leaders on the ground with the Boy Scouts are volunteers. None of us get paid. The people that get paid are at the council level or higher up. You know, we don't get paid. Yeah, but we don't get paid. We're volunteers. And we do this simply because it was a good program for boys, teaching them to be men, to be real men.
And traditional
and
values.
And to teach traditional values. We taught traditional values. You teach survival skills. You teach leadership skills. That's what the Boy Scout is all about. And now, I don't know what's going to happen, because like our charter was through a Baptist church, so maybe they won't recharter. And what the charter is that you have to have a charter organization to sponsor a troop. And most of the troops are sponsored by churches. And one of the biggest sponsors, one of the biggest groups you get a lot of Boy Scouts is the Latter-day Saints churches. And I'm just wondering what's going to come of this, because I cannot see them wanting to abide by this latest policy change by the bigwigs that could give a care less about what goes on the ground, I guess. So,
I'm just scrolling through Facebook for any kinds of stories that I'm picking out here, and written on the back of somebody's window on their SUV says, when Al-Qaeda hits us again, remember that DHS is watching me. Like, they're watching us, but they're not watching the terrorists that go out.
Oh, no, they can't. They can't profile and watch the Muslims that we get warnings from Russia on, because it's just not right.
I know. They're busy.
But they can watch the patriotic Americans who believe and are proud of America and put us on the terrorist watch list. You know, because they're white men and white women, so therefore we don't count. It's like, really.
We're not all white women and white men. There's a lot.
No, I know. I know, but that's the perception. That's the perception, and that's what I get away with.
That is their perception.
And so they think they can get away with it. And they do. For the most part, they have. They effectively stole the election by hampering the efforts of the Tea Party Patriots. Because in 2010, the upsets were because of the Tea Party Patriots. And they decided politically that it was in their best interest to hinder these Tea Party groups in order that they could maintain control. And I have a feeling, Barbara, like I said, it probably wasn't just the Democrats, because remember how the Republicans had this big push in negativity toward the Tea Party too? There's more to that story than
there's gotta be.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody like John McCain was back in that too, because the man obviously doesn't have the best interest of the people. You know, it's all about,
well, this is the way we've done it for 200 years. Well, I'm glad you've been alive for 200 years and in the Senate. I think it's time for you to retire. But
he looks pretty crappy, too.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've had enough of the games. I've had enough of the games that are going on. But let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts and flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag, proudly display your love for America. And the conservative revolution is starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives. But here's the thing, Barbara. That's just the thing. You know, we didn't prohibit boys that were gay from actually being scouts. It was more of the don't ask, don't tell. Because I mentioned it to my son. He goes, well, there was a blatantly gay scout in this other troop. You know, and that's fine. And he didn't get discriminated against. It's not good enough for them. It's not good enough for them. Okay? They want to push their agenda. It's not like we ask everybody, what's your sexual orientation?
I know, right?
Come on, really? Really?
Good point.
Really?
Yeah,
it's all based on your sexual orientation. Well, so you like girls. Okay, well, okay, we're going to put you in this group. Oh, you like boys, so we'll put you. What is this focus on the sexual activity? Actually, it's a distraction. It's being done to weaken us as a country, because they have to take away our moral values in order to weaken America. They are succeeding to some extent, but they haven't succeeded to the extent they want to, so they will continue to push it until they do.
It's just really
ridiculous that we have to focus on the sexual orientation, because these are children, okay? These are children who should not be worried about, you know, well, I know all boys think about sex, but, you know, that should not be the focus of your life at 11 years old.
Right.
Just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. That's my opinion. You want to argue with me? Give me a call, 718-305-7176, and we'll go round with this one, because I tell you what, I've spent a lot of nights out there camping, and they have this rule. Like, as a woman, I have my own tent. I mean, I don't sleep with the guys. Or, you know, you have to have the separate quarters and everything else, because they have these rules, you know. But now, you know, we're going to have gay scouts. We're going to put them in a tent with another scout. We're going to be risking, and if you know this openly, and so are we going to be sued because something happens in that tent?
Bingo.
You know? I'm not going to want to put myself out there on that line.
Right.
And be that person responsible. I don't know. Just too many things that could go wrong with that. And once again, caving to the liberal agenda. and the money and the power behind it. Because make no mistake, there is a lot of money and a lot of power behind the liberal ideas.
Yeah.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on conservativenationradio.org.
Well, and welcome back to Women Patriots. And once again, our great president has made just the wisest decision and picked one of the best people he could possibly pick for the Commerce Secretary, who actually failed to disclose $80 million in earnings. Gotta love this man. Gotta love this man. He's got criminals coming right and left out of his administration.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, huh?
Yeah. And I was always told, you know, you could tell a person by the friends they keep.
Yep.
Yeah. Liars. Bunch of liars. My goodness. Benghazi. Liars.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Fast and Furious. Liars. Oh, my goodness. The IRS. Liars. Oh. And yet, he remains untouched. How does he remain untouched? He's the one that's picking these people.
You know, that's what kind of gets me, too, because, you know, apparently he knows nothing about nothing. But
that's scary in and of itself.
Right, exactly, that he's just not qualified for the job, because if he's not doing his job, he needs to get the heck out of there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's just not cutting it. But then you have all these people who were Obama supporters, and I don't understand how they can be.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get it. Maybe I do have a tinfoil hat on or something. I don't know.
No, we've just become informed. And when you get informed, it doesn't take much for the antennae to go up and to realize that there's so much corruption in both sides of the aisle, but particularly in this current administration. Oh, what about this London murder? My goodness. And then MSNBC not wanting to call it an act of terror, because heaven forbid that we call extreme Islamic Muslims murderers in the name of the mighty Quran, you know, as they're yelling, you know, Allah Akbar, where they behead a British soldier. Wake up, people. Wake up. It's coming here. It's already here.
Yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, Sharia law, even, which is against the First Amendment, because there is not supposed to be any favoritism of religion, that when it goes to court, Sharia law trumps U.S. law. I don't think so.
Exactly.
Not in the Constitution, but it's happening here in America. So we've got some real problems. But see here, the House chairman is subpoenaing documents on Benghazi. So we're not done. Daryl Issa, is pressing for material from 10 current and former department officials, including several who had worked for former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, and they have until June 7th to comply. The State Department has not lived up to the administration's broad and unambiguous promise of cooperation with Congress. Therefore, I am left with no alternative but to compel the State Department to produce relevant documents through a subpoena. There are so many unanswered questions here. Number one, who came up with the video? Who decided to blame this attack on a video? I want that name. I want that name. I want to know who it was. I want to know who decided that we couldn't send help to these people, because we never, ever leave anybody behind. We don't do that as Americans. We don't do that to our Marines. I want to know who made those decisions. Somebody had to make it.
Understanding, it's the one that just got a promotion up there to in the House, I mean in the state.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
She was under Hillary. Mm-hmm.
None of these people have faced any kind of recriminations for these for their horrible incompetence.
Exactly.
None of them.
And I'm really tired of my tax dollars going to all this, because the tax dollars are not there for the people that really need them. There
right.
is a reason, you know, and that obviously pisses me off too.
Yeah.
There's so much like, that does. People really sometimes need it. I mean, no fault of their own. Sometimes they just need it. A help up, not a hand, you know, not a handout.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That was the other thing. The other day, we were riding motorcycles up to our friends in Virginia, and there is a sign out front in one of the stores, get your free government phone here. I looked at it and said, are you kidding me? I mean, we were riding, you know, we were cruising, so I couldn't stop and throw something at the window. Not that I would anyway, but I probably would have gone in and said, are you really? Are you serious? But anyway, I mean, I don't know where else they're announcing it, but that's really bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they're announcing it everywhere. There's billboards and stuff that announce this thing. Oh, now the White House security advisor wants deeper China military ties. This comes on the back of that they believe China has hacked into some of our military secrets. Yeah, let's give them, let's be more friendly with the deception. You know,
might as well,
you know, it's crazy. It makes no sense to me that we want to be friends with our enemies. I don't know.
Yeah, they say keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah,
but this is beyond.
Yes, this is not what we're talking about. This is like pushing our friends out to the fringes, like Israel and Britain, yeah. and let's make friends with China and Egypt and all these people that hate us. That's just really great.
Yeah.
Just a really good thing to do. But the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber the liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. So if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the Internet. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's www.TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. Hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal-free site. But yeah, it just mind boggles me, the lack of a plan. We have no foreign policy plan under this administration. I mean, we went into Libya supposedly to help the people, and yet 70,000 Syrian people are dead at the hands of their government, and we've done nothing. Okay, so wait a minute. So in Libya, it's okay, but in Syria, we do nothing. I mean, why? You know, what is your underlying foreign policy? Obviously, there isn't one. And the only reason we went into Libya is because NATO decided to. So our president stood up there because he didn't have to make that choice. They made it for him. And then he committed our troops and our resources under NATO to this plan. Although it looks like he may be considering a no-fly zone in Syria. Great.
Yeah.
That ought to be just, you know... That ought to be just great. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know. If he hadn't been so incompetent in the first place, we wouldn't be having to wonder what to do now. Because now it's going to, whatever we do now is going to end up a mess. Just like Libya, where, you know, they have problems with the terrorists and Al-Qaeda groups, like the attack on our consulate. And, they can't get a stable government, and we destabilized that government with the lie that Hillary Clinton chose to tell about the video. And we should always remind people that the only person actually that has paid for the Benghazi crime is the one who made a video in the United States about a prophet, Muhammad. And he's the only one currently in jail being punished for the death of four Americans, including an ambassador, even though we know who these people are. And we could easily have taken them out at any point in time, but for some reason have chosen not to.
No, because he wants to try them in a regular court, and he wants Gitmo closed first. And he's telling all these people, all of his friends from the other countries, what he's doing. And he's weakening us by every time he opens his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
In
his little speech the other day, we're not having attacks here. No major attacks happened since 9/11 when it wasn't his watch anymore. Come on, really? And people buy this crap.
Oh, I know. No, and Boston was an isolated incident. It had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's all the same religion. Hello? They all have the same purpose. I don't care whether they call themselves Al-Qaeda or not. It's all a jihad on the infidels, okay? And whether it's headed by Osama bin Laden or not, this is actually worse than having a centralized area that you could go after, you know, because now we have to worry about every parade we attend, every event we attend. We have to worry that there might be a bomb because that they have actually, Barbara, I'm muting you for a minute. There's some weird blowing noises going on, but because they have allowed this, you know, they took out this is their plan. Their plan, and it's actually written on the government website, was to take out the leadership, and then they knew it would encourage these smaller cells to be taking action. They knew this was going to happen. And yet, somehow, it's okay. But yet, we can't say... look with suspicion on Muslims, even though they're the ones committing this jihad. No, we have to investigate the Tea Party and American patriots and gun-owning American citizens. But no, we can't look at the person. Law-abiding taxpayers. Yep, we're the ones taking the brunt of the crazy.
Yeah.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait, Mom, what?
What?
Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, hold on.
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
And you're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. You got something to say? We want to hear about it. Be sure and give us a call. Oh, so much news, and where do you even go? How much do we talk about? I do want to recognize our veterans and those who have given their lives. As actually Memorial Day, I believe, is this Thursday, which we celebrated it Monday. But we should never forget those that willingly go into service to keep us free and to allow us to do things like we do here at ConservativeNationRadio.org and in this country. Speak our minds. Hold up that Constitution and the our Bill of Rights. And so that we want to thank all the servicemen and their families who have served this country so well. Well, that said, then that just brings us again to the here we go. The U.S. Senate again is considering passing the CRPD, the Convention of Rights of Persons with Disabilities. We already went through this once and got them to reject it. It's expected to come to the Foreign Relations Committee again sometime in June. People, the UN, they're wanting to use the UN to overtake as a world governing body. And this treaty actually takes parenting out of the hands of the parents of the child with disabilities. So be watching for that. Need to be calling your senators about that. And make sure that this doesn't take place. Hear you're back.
I don't understand why, if a bill gets squashed, why do they bring it up every 6 months? Because they want to focus on other stuff. They want this stuff so bad, and we're going to keep fighting the fight. I mean, we talk about our army that, and all of our service military that are out there fighting with guns in the other areas. We're fighting all these stupid legislation crap that they're trying to pass on us. I just saw, Obama had 6,534 new government regulations proposed in the past 90 days. Really? He's so busy with this stuff? Or are they just putting it under his nose and he's just signing it and doesn't know what's in it? Like apparently Holder was doing, or Hillary when she didn't know she was signing notes.
Which is not an excuse.
No, you're right.
You know, if you're allowing your signature to be signed, then you are responsible.
Yes, and because, you know, and they brought this up this morning on the morning show that I listened to, too. If I didn't see something in a contract, I'm still responsible if I sign my name.
Absolutely.
Say, oh, yeah,
that's why they tell you to read it.
we'll waive those fees for you because you didn't see it. No, I don't think so. They're going to say, you pay up, woman.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you got to read the fine print. Unless you work in Washington, D.C., and then you pass it. We have to pass it to see what's in it. Well, guess what, folks? What's in it is horrible, and now the unions are decrying Obamacare.
Oh,
so how many millions of dollars and how many hours were wasted on this pathetic excuse for legislation that did nothing to rein in the health care cost and everything to try to destroy our health care system? And we haven't yet felt the brunt of what we're going to be paying for this, the taxpayers, that is, because we are the ones who have been responsible. See, we are the ones that are penalized. The people who have been responsible and saved money and taken care of their health and had their health plans, we are the ones who are going to pay for this. And it's, enough is enough. And now we're labeled terrorists because we say enough is enough.
Like, yeah.
Quit taking my money and wasting it.
Right.
We could so
exactly.
Much.
The wasting part is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't mind paying money if it's really being helpful, but it's not. My money is being used for, stupid things. And it's not even our money anymore. I mean, it's coming from China. We're borrowing so much money. Our debt is crazy. Crazy. And they can't even, it's crazy. They can't even get a budget. We need term limits. We need that balanced budget amendment that they've tried to get several times. This country needs to go back to the Constitution. And that means getting everything non-essentials, but education doesn't belong in the federal government. It's a way to indoctrinate your children. It's a way to take power away from the parents. And it's a way for them to sell their propaganda. So you need to get it out of there. It needs to go back to the states and local levels. And we don't need the EPA. I'm sorry. This organization is deliberately trying to shut down corporations, all in the name of something used to be called global warming. But we can't call it global warming anymore because the Earth is not actually warming, and so therefore we have to call it climate change. And climate change creates all these storms that, even though historically we've had these storms before and they had nothing to do with climate change, but we've got to shut down that highway because we found this spider, and we can't run that pipeline because of the danger it might cause to the environment. And yet, there is no global warming.
Right. And
I'm all over the place tonight. If you're listening, I apologize, but I'm all over the place. Whatever pops into my head is going to get said. So go ahead, Barbara.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. The windmills, they were talking today on one of the local stations about the birds that get killed. I remember.
A lot of birds were killed by those windmills, but that's okay.
The eagles and gold eagles, species that
are protected,
and they're not. There's no consequences for these people.
No,
none. Why?
What are they going to do?
Right.
I mean, we got to have this wind power.
They get more money from us.
Yeah. It's causing more deaths, like you said, the eagles and the birds. And they don't know really why they do that, but it's a consequence. And if you're for the environment, why would you want that consequence, when we can just drill our oil?
And that's just really funny, too, because you have all these tree huggers and, the environment, blah, 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 and, don't wear a fur coat or a leather jacket, don't eat meat, yada, yada. but it's okay to, like, put these windmills up and, oh, well, you know, all these protected species are getting killed, so, you know, why don't we, who cares?
Yeah, no, they don't care about that. It doesn't fit their agenda, which
right,
is just
exactly.
Shut down the coal and shut down the oil.
Yeah, and, you know, Jay in here also said, with under the sequestration, you know, the government posts 27,000 high-paying job openings that will make up to $1.8 billion a year. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Crazy.
IRS agents probably for Obamacare.
I wouldn't doubt it. And then we have a billionaire. We have Michael Bloomberg, who's dead set on using his fortune to make sure the rest of the country is disarmed. Yeah. What is wrong with these people? Oh,
yeah.
I tell you. It's just out of control. Oh, here it is. Kentucky Church is dropping its scouting program. An evangelical church with more than 30,000 members will break ties with the Boy Scouts of America because it believes the youth organization has become too polarizing, its executive pastor said. The Boy Scouts National Council voted last week to allow openly gay youth but maintained its ban on gay leaders. The Tim Hister, executive pastor of Southeast Christian Church, said the youth organization consideration of that issue started the discussion that eventually led to the church board of elders deciding against renewing the church's charter with Troop 212 because it wasn't this deciding, but it wasn't the deciding issue.
Hmm.
Yep, that's one.
Well, my husband said that people from Eagle Scouts that have been a scout for their whole life up through Eagle Scouts and then some, that they're breaking off and starting their own
Boy
Scouts new organization.
There was a group, I think I read about it the other day, and I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, they are breaking away. And so I hope this vote that they made to secure their money, you know, really helps them out. They basically sold out for a lot of boys. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know. I just don't. We really got to get back to the Constitution and the way that our founding fathers planned it out for us, because we're fighting so hard and we're trying to get the word out, and we get called liars because mainstream media isn't really reporting the truth. However, Jon Stewart's starting to come down hard on Obama with his little dumb joke. But it gets, it's just ridiculous. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to say. Somebody called up Sean Hannity this afternoon from, she lives in Staten Island, and she traveled through Jersey by the Jersey Shore. She said there was so much traffic because Obama was there with Chris Christie to see how everything was rebuilding. And this woman had said that on Staten Island, people are still living in tents because their insurance companies aren't paying and they haven't gotten any money from the government. Where did all that Sandy relief money go? Staten Island was one of the hardest hit. People are still living in tents? Really? And he was going to cut all the red tape. But.
Well, he can't. And you know, actually, you know, Bush, there was a Democrat.
That's not Staten Island. Staten Island's red.
Yeah. There was a Democratic woman who praised Bush's handling of Hurricane Katrina. You know, that's just media-driven propaganda used And in this intent, it was used to help Obama get reelected.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Women Pages on ConservativeNationRadio.org. The number to call if you want to get something to say is 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. And I was just reading, because we were just talking about why we would define ourselves as gay, but this is kind of disgusting. They have a gay day at Disney World. And they don't, it's not something Disney World does, but it's apparently something the gay community. And this is families planning their big day at Disney World in the next week need to take note. Saturday, June 1st is officially Gay Day at Florida's popular tourist attraction. So they're having a campaign to spread this word, because if you're going and you don't know this, you're going to be subjected to people openly displaying kissing in public. You go there with heterosexual couples and that, you don't see this going on, but there are going to be transvestites dressed in drag showing their support for their event. Even Pete Werner, who is a gay blogger, he's witnessed this public displays of affection during gay days, and almost always it's done in full view of a family or at least children. I don't care if you're straight or gay. There are some things kids don't need to see. And trust me, two queens frenching outside Cinderella Castle is really high on that list. I can't help but think of and feel sorry for the unsuspecting family who saved for years for a once-in-a-lifetime trip, only to arrive and find that Disney had, in fact, been invaded by he women and shaved down muscle boys. By itself, that would not be a problem, but the sheer number of people who seem to go out of their way to rub their sexuality in everyone's faces during this event is nothing short of disgraceful. Yeah, and that is the problem. It's not that, you know, they want to be, it's that they want to exploit that and force
there was
it on
a while
others.
That people were saying, well, you need to have a husband, a man and a woman, a husband and a wife for parents. Well, that's the only way you can have kids, really, is a man and a woman, basically. The male species and the female, you know. Anyway, I don't have to explain the birds and the bees to everybody. They already know. But there was a lot that, so-and-so was bad because he didn't grow up with a father figure, so he went off and, you know, now he's a murderer or whatever. And they blame a lot of not having both parents in the house as what is, two women and two men, or either or? What is that going to do? You don't. You still have either two dads or two moms. You're not going to have a father figure and a mother figure in the house. So, little Johnny, infant is going to come up and be a mass murderer or something?
These kids are just going to be so confused. It's not even going to be funny. I mean, there's going to be so much harm done mentally to these children. Well, and look at the gay lesbian couple who, at the age of, what was that? Three or four?
Yeah, changed sex on the kid?
Yeah, let their kid change sex because he said he was a girl. You know, it's disgusting. Because
that's child abuse right there.
Well, it is. It is. And I am around, like I said, I have 9 grandchildren. You know, kids at age, even my son, I said, well, what's your first memory? And he goes, it's playing in the yard with my brothers and sisters. You know, they don't even remember back to those years, let alone that, oh, I'm a girl, not a boy.
Right.
You know, this is not in the child's psyche. This is an adult psyche being forced on the children. And it really speaks to a sad state of affairs. But join Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central for Radio Free America. Duke administers the Senator Joe McCarthy Facebook page, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a national network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional William F. Buckley quote, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Mondays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservative from real conservatives. And I just read the wrong one because actually he's on Wednesdays. Sorry, guys. I have an old copy. That is, join Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org Wednesdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central for Radio Free America.
I
just realized.
You don't tell.
He's listening.
I know.
Okay, don't tell. You heard nothing. You know nothing.
Yeah, really.
Really. I did not just say that. I didn't say what I just said. Gee, if the president can pull this off, I can pull this off, right? I apologize. I was had lost my copy, and so I just pulled up a quick one and didn't realize it was outdated. So, okay. Anyway, that's on Wednesdays here on conservativenationradio.org. Oh, wow. So I couldn't imagine, you know, going to Disney and being faced with that kind of spectacle. I would be very upset, actually.
Yeah. You know, I would be too. I was at an airport years ago in New York, and two girls, lesbians, walking down the corridor holding hands. And I thought to myself, that's disgusting. And I knew it was going to, you know, if that stuff's happening there, it was going to start happening everywhere.
Yeah. And, you know, here, Jan Morgan was on our show and was talking about this armed revolt, this march on Washington, D.C., that this Adam Kokesh is trying to organize for July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an article by Bobby Powell on the Western Center for Journalism. He says, being a civil affairs personnel other than Grunt does not excuse the extremely poor tactical planning that went into former Marine Adam Kokesh's armed revolt against the U.S. government scheduled for July 4th. And then they have an episode that takes the viewers to the bridge and demonstrates how the police and they will plan to arrest anyone who sets foot at the Arlington Memorial Bridge with a loaded weapon and fire upon those who resist. And this is exactly what Jan was concerned about, is about
breaking the law.
Breaking the law. You know, we can't defend ourselves by breaking the law, and unless it comes to, you know, a us or them kind of situation. And this is not what this is about. This is about deliberately breaking the law, carrying arms into a state where they don't allow that, and it's not a good way to respond.
From what I also read and heard, that it's all really a setup to find out who would do something like that. You know, I'm not into breaking the law. That's why I am called a law-abiding citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And to walk into something like that is just, you know, really stupid. And, oh, yeah, my husband just whispered in my ear over here that he's an Obama fan anyway, this guy. He's on Obama's team.
Well, I've heard that, and I was kind of waiting. I haven't seen Jan's article yet, but so some people say that he is a plant. So I'd be very, very skeptical. And then here's something about a $4 billion aid package for Palestinians.
A what?
John Kerry, speaking at the 2013 World Economic Forum on the Middle East and North Africa held in Jordan, unveiled a plan to boost the Palestinian economy. The plan involves $4 billion in new funding and would seem to carry the endorsement of many foreign leaders. The idea is that this brilliant plan will buy peace in the Middle East. I think these people are just stupid.
Yeah, they really are. And the thing that gets me is us Americans are in the middle of it. Because they're going to come by here and drop a stinking bomb one day.
Well, they're going to do that anyway, but that's why you have your best peace through strength. That's Reagan's policy. We have to be strong in order to, the stronger you are, the better to deter these extremists and these radicals. And I'm going to put myself on mute for just a minute.
Okay. There's a poll. I don't even think we mentioned it earlier, but 54% of Americans are opposed to President Obama's, Obamacare. And they're all seeing more and more of what's in it. And I don't know if anybody had heard, I heard it this morning, and I really had to laugh, the stupidity of the new codes. Like, if you get hit by a turtle, there's 9 different codes. So Glenn Beck was trying to get some ideas. So they were like, well, maybe, you know, your car gets stuck in a mud puddle and your husband's out there pushing it and there was a turtle underneath the tire and it comes and it hits you upside the head. And that could be one, you know, and they were doing really funny, silly stuff like that today. And there was a lot of bird, too. And Senator Paul had asked, you know, asked doctors, how many of you doctors had somebody come to you for a bird injury? You know, any of your patients? None. You know, these are just stupid new codes that they have to put in there. And this is all, just a lot of paperwork. I really honestly don't know what's going on with my doctor's office. But they used to have evening hours, and they don't have evening hours anymore. And, of course, I've tried to call because I needed a prescription filled, and I still haven't gotten a return phone call. So I really don't know what's going on, although when sitting down speaking to my doctor, he told me, oh, Obamacare's not as bad as everybody thinks it is. Well, I'm really beginning to wonder if he's really seeing how much is in it and how bad it really is. Saying, hey, you know, she was right. It is bad. But I have to, actually, I have to keep calling because I need my prescription filled. Don't want me having a heart attack in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's not even as bad as it's going to get. But they're forcing people to go to nursing homes now because you get penalized if you're discharged. You're discharged from the hospital, and then you come back within 30 days, the hospital gets penalized. So instead of sending people home, they're going to be pushing them to go to nursing homes, which is going to cost the government more money. But, you know, we're not really that smart.
The government
in Washington. Well, us, the people, ultimately.
Exactly.
But it's going to cost Medicare more money. And Medicare would be solvent if the politicians had kept their money out of the funds, but they didn't, and they won't. So that's why I'm against having centralized money, because anytime you have centralized money, there's somebody willing to put their fingers in the pie. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. We do conservatism right.
Well, and there's another interesting story that came out of, apparently there was a themed dress day at a Milwaukee elementary school called Gender Bender Day. It's a typical new school for the arts and humanities asks students to dress as a member of the opposite sex. Yeah, okay.
That's so funny because I have that article up myself and I was going to mention it.
Yeah, isn't that? I mean, that's just kind of, you know, I have nothing wrong with kids dressing up. And in fact, this is one of the differences I have, like, with the Boy Scouts. I mean, it got so bad in the Boy Scouts that their policy was that a boy couldn't dress up as a girl for like a skit or anything like that. I don't know why, but now we're going to allow openly gay scouts. But you know, you couldn't dress up like a girl. You could dress up like anything else, but not a girl.
Unbelievable.
But you know, if it's all in fun or all in theme, I don't have a problem with that, but I do have a problem with them actually having a day at school where all the kids are expected to participate. You know, we did a skit. Remember the song Along Came Jones, where they tied the girl to the railroad track? And I was going to play the girl, but one of the boys said he would do it. So, you know, that was the issue we had there. And all in fun, Gender Bender Day. Yeah, right. Elementary school. What are we teaching our children? I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
I know. It's really sad. You know, there was another story that I wanted to mention back to Benghazi on Memorial Day. This was posted by Congressman Issa. Fallen Navy SEALs honored at Mount Soledad in California. The names on two plaques, Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods, will be familiar to those following the news coverage of September 11th attack on the U.S. consulate compound in Benghazi, Libya. Their addition Monday to the walls of the Mount Soledad Veterans Memorial ensures they won't be forgotten when the controversy ends. How cool is that?
That's awesome, because, you know, so many of our heroes, our true heroes, don't get honored by this administration. Whereas, you know, if you're a gay basketball player, yeah, you get phone calls from the president. Yeah, if your son was killed in Benghazi, you get nothing but lies, and you don't get the truth. And, it's pretty ridiculous. So, well,
and
I don't know.
We need to investigate that, because there is a big, huge story to that. And if you haven't listened to the press conference, you really need to listen to it, because at the funeral that they had there, they had their priests, whatever they're called, but they're damning our soldiers in Arabic, and who allowed them to be there and to say things like this. It's atrocious. So if anybody
absolutely
anything about Extortion 17, really look into it. That's SEAL Team 6, that they're the ones that were killed after they killed Bin Laden. Their names were out there. And hence there was a target on their back. So, and that one apparently comes from Biden when he was drinking one night afterwards. So, you know, he gave out names and stuff. So really, it's been posted and reposted on Facebook. So we probably have it on our Facebook page too, which is Conservative Nation Radio. So let's see, if you're not part of it, come and join us. We're at conservativenationradio.org for one thing. And then for Facebook, Conservative Nation Radio, all money together, and that's where you find our page. So if you haven't come on and liked us already, please do so. And we have Women Patriots and in there as well. So come join us. I'm looking for that, because it's another important, really important
issue. We have a problem with this current administration and leaks of sensitive information that can be very damaging. And that was one of the cases, and almost all of, I mean, SEAL Team 6 suffered a lot of casualties because of it. So Russia said on Tuesday that it would supply one of its most advanced anti-aircraft missiles to the Syrian government hours after the EU ended its arms embargo on the country's rebels, raising the prospect of a rapidly escalating proxy war in the region if peace talks fail in Geneva next month. Israel quickly issued a thinly veiled warning that it would bomb the Russian S-300s if they were deployed in Syria, as such A move would bring the advanced guided missiles within range of civilian and military planes in Israel airspace. Oh, goody. Goody, goody. Now we've got Russia and Israel going at it over Syria.
Yeah.
All so because of a lack of leadership. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it all because our current administrator's president refused to do anything bold at the beginning of this war, and now it's escalating to the point of I have no idea where it's going to end, and it's going to be messier for us in the long run, I'm sure. So Israel and Russia going at it in Syria. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What we are going to do, people, is get behind the Tea Party. Yeah. But that's not going to happen for 4 years. If we get one before 4 years, it'll be Joe Biden. So I'm not sure that's going to be a good thing. But what we can do is get behind the conservatives running in your state to actually push them to victory. If we can get a stronger hold in the Senate, get some more outsiders in there to make some waves in Washington, we can make this happen, and we make it happen state by state. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. But yeah, Barbara, how is that they can keep bringing for vote? You know, we the people say no, and then you vote no, and then all of a sudden they're going to bring up this treaty again.
Like they're going to change my mind, right?
Yeah, like we got to be watching them every second of the day because they're trying to sneak it in on you. It didn't go the way they wanted it, so they're going to do it again. You know, no. And I think we need to defund the United Nations.
Yeah,
we need to get them out of our country. They are not a help to our sovereignty. They are not a help to us. And we are the ones that are, we the taxpayers are the ones that are supporting this organization. And we got to be watching too, because I'm sure the small arms treaty is going to be coming up for vote at some point in time. And with our current Washington establishment, and I'm going to call them the Washington establishment. They got kind of mad at us, you know, because we hit home, I think, with that phrase in the past election, and we quit using it because, you know, people like Karl Rove said there is no establishment. But yes, there is an establishment, and it's an establishment of greed and corruption, and it's stationed in Washington, D.C., and at the Capitol building. And this is why you have people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham who are calling out Rand Paul and Senator Ted Cruz, because they want to keep the power that they have. And nowhere in the Constitution does it give one senator more power than another. Nowhere.
Yeah.
Not there. You won't find it. And yet they have these tiers. You know, if you're a junior senator, you don't get a say. Well, that's not how it works. That's not how you get state representation. And I think Senator John McCain needs to go read his Constitution again. And I certainly don't think he was alive 200 years ago when they had their first Continental, you know, their first meeting of the Congress. Although it could be close. It could be close. But, you know, I'm just really thinking he's not been there for 200 years.
And if there's any difficulties in trying to distinguish what they've said in the Constitution, there are the Federalist Papers that explain a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And what exactly it is meant.
And for those of you who think that when the Supreme Court makes a ruling that it obviously means it's constitutional, nah. Okay, these are people, these are humans, and they have injected their interpretation. So not every ruling that the Supreme Court has made or not made is constitutional. So just keep that in mind as we go to a quick break.
You're absolutely right with that. And Uncle Bing,
I know.
And she's just awesome because she tells it like it is when it comes time to saying it's not your interpretation of what is said. It is said, what is said is not your interpretation.
Right.
Because
it's there.
Just what I said. You go back to the Federalist Papers, and that is the law of the land, not your interpretation.
Oh, absolutely. We'll go to break. But yeah, I'm glad you stepped in there because absolutely right. You know, because some people say, "Well, the Supreme Court ruled on it." Well, that doesn't mean they got it right.
Exactly.
You know, they are people. So, all right, we'll be right back.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Well, if you want proof that there are conservative headbangers, just ask our own Christopher Manti. Join Christopher every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Manti Show. For a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the wild, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., plus some heavy metal rock and roll. And that's the Christopher Manti Show here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we're back with Women Patriots. The number to call, 718-305-7176. If you got something to say, give us a call and help us out here because I am, my brain is dead. Let's just put it that way. It's like,
Thanks for stopping by, J. Craig.
Okay.
He's got in here his new website, which is redknucklepolitics.com. So we have more information from another source, which is always good.
Okay. And then also, Rage Against the Media, they have an anonymous donor has pledged to match every dollar given to create a YouTube campaign to keep the pressure on the media about Benghazi, the IRS, and the DOJ, and all the other scandals. Your contributions can make this happen. Whatever you give will be doubled by this anonymous donor. To find out more and to donate, go to www.rageagainstthemedia.org/newsbreaks.html. That's www.rageagainstthemedia.org/newsbreak.html. So we can use all the help we can get, and Karen's doing a great job with that organization and trying to get the message out. And I think we're getting the message out, but it just, some days it just feels like we're not because, you know, we're still dealing with the liberal media and the liberal news organizations. And so I think sometimes it just gets kind of depressing because it's not going to change overnight. And I always tell myself that, but, you know, it's like, you know, some days are worse than others. And you're just like, really, you know, really? But so we just need to keep it up. We need to keep the pressure on. They want to get rid of us, the bloggers, and the Blog Talk Radio and the conservative Twitters. Go ahead,
Dick Durbin once said that, I think it was him, we didn't have this, bloggers shouldn't have the same rights as the First Amendment. Really? I don't care where I go. First Amendment's still mine, whatever I do, wherever I go.
Oh, yeah. You have the right to say what you want. You have the right to print what you want. We can be freedom of the press. What makes up the press? You know, who gives you the right to be the press? Anybody can be the press. You can report news. You know, you have the right to say what you want. So, you know, it's like...
I don't have a degree in broadcasting, but here we are.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they didn't have those degrees in broadcasting back when the Constitution was written either.
Come to think of it.
I'm pretty sure they didn't. They didn't have schools for writing. You know, I'm pretty sure that that's not a prerequisite.
Oh,
aren't we lucky?
Aren't we lucky?
All you got it.
I take some writing classes, so I'm good. I got really good grades in my English classes, too, in college.
Well, there you go. There you go. See, I got good grades in English. I didn't take English in college, but I got pretty good grades in English. I was a pretty good writer. So, hey, you know, I don't have to...
Have you seen a road in there? Too smart to have a degree in journalism, ladies.
Oh. Well, now Sarah Palin has a degree in journalism. She's still a smart lady. So.
Yes, she is, very much so. But, yeah, you know, and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Zuckerberg. I was going to call him something else, but I left it there. But, yeah, they were... drop out. So, who knows? I just keep saying what's on my mind about the truth. Because the truth doesn't come out anywhere else. Very few people... Oh, I didn't know Rush Limbaugh dropped out of high school. My husband said college, not high school. Whatever.
Oh. Well, you know, some people just aren't cut out to do it. You know, they're just not cut out to do the school thing. So they don't.
Nope. And we've got, I think we do really well. I mean, when I'm at work, I listen to C-SPAN usually to see what's going on. They didn't even have anything really going on there today when I was looking. And then I got real busy, so I didn't have as much as I would have liked to.
I bet this NFL player, MVP Adrian Peterson, says he has family members who are gay whom he loves and respects, but on gay marriage... the Minnesota Viking running back says that's not something I believe in. He made his comments in a recent interview with Sirius XM NFL Radio. Well, guess who's going to get attacked next? Because heaven forbid that you don't agree with their outside the mainstream, what they believe, gay marriage. You know, you can't have an opinion unless it's the same opinion.
And I'm sure he knows that. I'm sure he knows that. So... they really can't call him gay phobia or whatever because he's got family members that he loves. And, you know...
Yeah. Oh, but they'll try.
Yeah, they will try, I'm sure. Because it's nothing like smearing people.
Well, yeah, that's what they do best. You know, they got to shut down the opposing view any way they can. Whether it's... through intimidation or whatever, you know. So. And then did you see where they had the immigrants come? Sometimes we'll get this major echo, but. going on hold for a minute, Barbara, I got that echo. Anyway, they had these illegal immigrants come to the White House to visit with the president. And yet he won't meet with the ICE agents or the Border Patrol to address their concerns. What, I ask you, listeners out there, is wrong with that picture?
Very, there is something seriously wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, what part of illegal do these people not understand? Oh, I forgot. They were above the law, so they could do whatever they want. Wrong answer, because that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just unbelievable. I can't grasp how they're getting away with all of this. Oh, I forgot, because the DOJ are buddies, so they don't have to follow the law. You know, and as much as I love the few that are up there talking for us, I really don't know that we're being heard. Because then we have representatives like I have, who doesn't tell his constituents much of anything. He lies to them. And I actually have to find it. I have it, but when I went to that town hall meeting, I recorded it, but I'm having a really hard time finding the audio on it. So I have a funny feeling I didn't record it, the audio part of it. But he lied. Downright lied. And I'm sitting there going, that's not true. And somebody in front of me is like, oh, but we're helping Israel. I'm like, no, we're not. And they're like,
yeah.
Really? I'm like, really? You know, that's the whole thing, too. I'm not just some idiot that makes this stuff up. I listen. I watch. And I listen to the sources themselves, not the news. Because the news gets their little spin on it, where they'll cut out a piece of tape and make up whatever they want to make up. And I don't do that. I call a spade, in case anybody listening hasn't noticed that yet. But, I've got to find a better way, I guess. I don't know, because I feel like writing to the newspaper, writing to Congress, tweeting them, I don't get answers from. There's one person, one of my senators, that I'll get an answer from. Another one I wouldn't even get an acknowledgement from that I wrote to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get
that we're getting rid of, hopefully. I'm working like a devil to try to get rid of them all. Anyway.
I'm just kind of reading some of these stories. You know, they're having riots in Sweden and different places, and France is going to get their AAA rating. They're going to get, well, they've already been downgraded, and if they don't have their budget cuts, they're going to get downgraded again. And you have to keep in mind, people, that we still have a $17 trillion debt in this country, and yet we want to keep spending, and spending is not going to solve the problem. Making adjustments and cuts will solve the problem, and decreasing regulations on businesses will solve the problems. But unfortunately, you know, that has not happening. So.
No. Well, I'm going tomorrow. Civitas and Americans for Prosperity, they're having like a little cocktail hour thing, where our representatives from the House here in North Carolina, they're going to be talking about tax changes that they want to do here. They really want to get some kind of a flat tax here, or even a consumption tax. And, of course, people are like, oh, well, people who are poor can't afford it. Well, you know what? I'm neither rich nor poor, but I'm paying for everybody who can't afford it. And you know what? I'm barely making ends meet now.
Yeah. And
I'm not I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. The fare tax really is going to be, it's a fair way to do it. And then you pay it based on what you use. And so everybody pays. And it's less of a burden on the middle class. Because the millionaires will pay in proportion to what they buy, if they buy in their yachts or whatever they're buying, you know, their caviar and whatever else they're eating, you know, and I will pay in proportion to what I'm buying. And that is a fair way.
That's more of a consumption tax.
Yeah, the fair tax.
A fair tax is more like if I make $100, then I have to pay my $10 in taxes. But if some,
flat tax. Yeah,
okay.
Fair tax is a consumption tax.
Okay.
And I kind of like the consumption tax, but you know anything has got to be better than this, you know, out of control tax code that we have and our IRS. So and fair tax actually gets rid of the IRS.
Bingo.
So that saves us money.
Exactly.
It's a lot of money and get another corrupt agency out of the government.
You know, and I still want to disband the union that's over there in the IRS, too, because that's a bunch of bullcrap. We should not have unions running our government. That's wrong. That is so wrong, it's not even funny.
Yeah. I know. It's absolutely... Like I said, some days, you know, I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness, such an uphill battle we have. But
Well, Teresa put in there that the illegal immigrants receive billions of dollars a year via IRS loophole income tax fraud. Well, yeah, we know that. But if we have a fair tax or a flat tax, then they'll be paying their fair share.
Wouldn't be any earned income credit for children. So therefore, you wouldn't have that. You couldn't cheat. If you pay your tax every time you buy something, you don't cheat. You know.
That's right.
We need to say this again because you know what Jay Craig, the federal government is hiring 27,000 people. Yeah. But we had to cut them White House tours. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. What? An ITIN number? International number or something? Isn't that what the international IDs? That's what Rand Paul is fighting against, too. You know, my driver's license, they've already got all my damn information on that. I don't need to have, a passport to show wherever I go with all my numbers. It's just out of control. Out of control.
Well, yeah, because, Barbara, they want us to do that, but they have all these illegal people who they know are here, and they know where they are, and yet that's okay.
Yeah, they obviously know where they are if they're sitting in the Oval Office.
Yeah, but I got to have a special identification number. That's insane. There's no common sense in that, and there's only one reason they would do it, and that is for the destruction of America. You know, there is no other reason that you would actually burden the legal tax-paying American citizens over illegals. It just wouldn't happen. So, insane.
And that's why we continue to fight our fight. Because we really need to stop this nonsense. And that's why we've got to fight so hard. We've got Jim Allen, who is working really hard this weekend, getting his campaign together as the House... District 4 here in my area to get rid of the jerk that we've got here. And we've got a bunch of people working on it, and it's coming along really good. He's got some fire in his belly. that he's going to let out, and I'm really excited to be doing what I can, but because I do a lot here on Swiss Conservative Nation Radio, work a full-time job, and I'm going to be going back to school come the fall. So my plate's full, but I'm going to do what I can because we've got to get this guy in there. He's for the Constitution. He's one of us. He's a regular kind of guy.
Yeah, and to even just, you know, Barbara, letters to the editor, I mean, anything anybody can do for any of these conservative that are running in these districts, even on the state level, national level, you know, every little bit counts. Don't think just because you're busy that your letter to the editor might not make that difference. So, you know, whatever people can do, they should be doing. You know, even sending out one tweet a day, or you just don't know what will catch somebody's eye and will make that turning point.
That is correct, Amundo. You never know who's going to follow you back either on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. So, but yeah, and we can make a difference. We just got to take it one step at a time, and that's how we get it done. So we have a caller at 302. Hey, and I believe this is Duke, right?
You believe correctly, my dear friends. How are you folks doing this evening?
We're good.
Oh well, I'm fine. Other than the fact that my blood is boiling.
Uh-oh. I didn't do it.
I'll tell you why. No, you didn't. But I'll tell you who did. It was the New York Times, the Washington Post, the L.A. Times, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Alphabet Networks, CNN, Time, Newsweek, all of the major media organs in this country who didn't fail to do their jobs in 2008 when then-Senator Obama was running for president. They went out of their way deliberately to not do their jobs back then. And basically, when a major presidential candidate does not disclose his college transcripts, when a major presidential candidate is not even asked about on what kind of passport he was traveling when he was a young kid, and the media, when they're confronted with that, frankly, they are supposed to scream bloody murder. They are supposed to get into high dudgeon and begin demanding and asking questions about why this major candidate has not disclosed these things. And they have never asked those questions. They never looked into Reverend Wright. They never looked into Tony Rezko. They didn't look at least half a dozen things that would have absolutely destroyed the candidacy of any Republican candidate in this country from dog catcher on up. And they didn't do it. And now they are shocked, like Claude Rains in Casablanca, to find out that the guy that they pulled across the finish line and the guy that they stayed silent about him abusing through the IRS Tea Party applicants for tax-exempt status, now they're absolutely shocked out of their minds that this is the way he is behaving. Four dead Americans in Benghazi, and where was the president that night? Absolutely no one seems to know where he was.
Mm-hmm. And which is amazing.
Right.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And now, on Friday, I'm going to be interviewed in my capacity as the communication director and spokesman for the Sussex County Delaware Republican Committee by WHYY, which is a public television station in Wilmington.
Cool.
And so I have established Wilmington, Delaware, even though I have established through one kind of lengthy phone call a very good relationship with the reporter, the chairman of the committee. Oh my God. Duke is going to, he's gonna get in there, and it's, oh my God, I hope he can control it. I have been looking forward to and have over the last couple of years willingly engaged partisan political left-wing agendocrats working as journalists, and I'm looking forward to doing this on Friday again, but I digress. Anyway, ladies, tomorrow night I think we're going to be talking about the prospects for the upcoming Belmont Stakes. You know, that's probably where we're going to go. We may also talk about some of the latest revelations in this ever-shifting time stream of when Eric Holder knew that James Rosen was being targeted and when he didn't, and the fact that apparently everyone in the White House seemed to know all about Benghazi, the Associated Press phone subpoena situation, James Rosen and the IRS, everybody in the entire White House except the President of the United States. He didn't know anything about any of them.
Yeah, my mother's right. Virgin.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, it will be the normal shoot 'em up kind of, you know, shoot from the hip sort of edition of Radio Free America tomorrow night that so many thousands from coast to coast have come to know and love. So I hope you'll all be able to join me here on conservativenationradio.org tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, for Radio Free Delmarva. Ladies, it is all yours.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Duke, for calling in. So, and we're getting ready to wrap it up for the night. We want to thank everybody who's called in or tuned in to listen. And just know that we're here every week, Women Patriots, conservativenationradio.org. Barbara, are we changing times for next week?
Did we need to? Next week?
Well,
okay.
Well, it's June. I didn't know if that was going to be the plan, or do we... It's up to you.
Well, what are we going to do, an hour later?
Yes.
Okay. I will go ahead and start posting that. We will go ahead. We can do that.
Okay.
All right. So catch us from
It'll be 7 Central, 8 Eastern on Tuesdays. Those are going to be our summer hours. Just because we know it stays daylight longer and the weather's nicer and people are out there doing their thing, so Women Patriots will be moving to 8 p.m. Eastern starting next week. So we hope you all tune in for that show. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. And we're going to take it out with a song. And I want to tell everybody to stay strong, keep doing what you're doing, and we are going to make a difference. So, good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.